Let's bring him in, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. I bet you're shocked to see me here, huh?
I am. I was. You know, I was sitting here saying, "Well, I see the forecasts are updated by Pat." I said, "Gosh, you know, maybe he's going to do this. Maybe he's not going to come back Wednesday." There you are.
No, it wasn't my choice.
What happened?
Bill got sick, and he called me yesterday at 4:30 to tell me that he wouldn't be able to work, which was not good because I had a house full of company. And I had to start preparing everything for this morning while they were here. Then, of course, we ate around 6 o'clock. And after eating, while they were getting ready for dessert, I had to run back down into the weather center and continue to work. After they left, I had to come running down to the weather center and continue to work. So up until that point, it was a pretty good weekend.
And people don't understand, like, when you have your own business,
mm-hmm.
you never get away from it. It doesn't matter. Right. You know, I went and visited my kids once again over the weekend. I'm going to see my son again tomorrow. You always have to be connected to the business, and the bottom line is always with you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, what do you do? I mean, if a person is scheduled to work and they get sick, I mean, you know, his question was, can we get anybody else? Well, who are we getting? You know, everybody else, it's their Christmas. And they, you know, it's already scheduled. So, Pat, you know, you gotta step up to the plate. So, weather-wise, I was fortunate because the week is really quiet. It's very cold, but it is quiet. We don't have a threat of any storm system. Maybe a little bit of snow or snow showers on Friday. So that takes us up to Friday in this manner. Partly sunny. That's, you know, this Windows 10 thing. I can't really say that I'm a fan of Windows 10.
All the updates stink.
That's what I was just going to say. And they constantly hound you for the updates. And I keep saying, just go to sleep. Snooze. Eh. Anyhow, partly sunny, brisk and cold today. We're in the mid-20s. Tonight, 5 to 10. Sun and clouds with an icy wind Wednesday. Low 20s. Wednesday night, 5 below to 5 above. Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy. Even colder, mid-teens. And Friday, cloudy with a chance of a little bit of snow or snow shower activity around 20. After that, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I was going to ask you, what about this coming weekend or the beginning of next week?
Well, I'm not so worried about the beginning of next week, but this weekend, and we're looking Saturday into Sunday, that seems to be the problem. Because the Euro model... and I'm calling that up right now as we speak, they continue to suggest that there's going to be some sort of an event, and they're forecasting it from Saturday night to Sunday. And at this point right now, it's pretty significant. It's over 6 inches. But the GFS model is saying that it's going to lean itself, if there is snow, it's going to lean itself more toward Sunday. Into Monday. So, and that's, of course, you know, the big day for all the people that want to hit the town and celebrate New Year's Eve. So I don't know which way it's going, but I'm not even thrilled with the GFS because truthfully, the GFS has been out to launch in all of these systems. As you could see, everything did work out pretty much to what we expected. Marshall, how much snow did you get?
It all depends. It's somewhere between, I'll say, 4 and 6 inches. Some places had a little more. Some places had a little less. It's funny. And in the immediate, some places had drier snow, and some places had wetter snow. In the area.
Yeah, it really did vary. But, you know, the call of 3 to 6
was
back on Friday for Christmas morning wasn't bad at all.
No, it was perfect.
Yeah, so... I was kind of pleased with that. And everything else is, again, status quo. Over the weekend, there was an alarming forecast put out by the Euro. I have to tell you this. It turned out it was on Saturday that the Euro was forecasting a blockbuster storm for this coming Friday. To the tune of 3 feet.
Wow.
And I was appalled, and I said to myself, I think this model's out to lunch. The following day, it went from 3 feet to 8 inches. And basically, that's where it's been staying. So something was wrong in that model as well, which means you can't trust any of them. But anyhow, getting back to it, Friday night I had the neighbors over. They loved the house. We had a nice time. Saturday I had my closest living friends here, you know, the ones who live closest to me. Saturday night. Sunday we took off for Long Island. The traffic was not bad at all. Got out to my sister's, no time at all. We left there at, I guess it was a little after 12 midnight, and we just were doing great. I mean, it was rain and then snow mixed over the GW Bridge, and I was doing fine up the ramp at the GW, all of a sudden at the upper level, standing, just a halt. And I put on the traffic, and they said that there was police action on the bridge. It basically only detained me for about 10 minutes. So from Long Island to my house with the detainment, 1 hour and 20 minutes.
That's not bad.
Was excellent. Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. The company yesterday left Long Island in enough time to get here for two, because that was the time. At the phone rings at 5 to 1. And it was Erica. And I said, yes. She said, well, Uncle Pat, we're here. I said, excuse me? She said, we're right outside the door. Should we go someplace because we're so early? Or should we ring the bell and come in? I said, absolutely come in. Of course, I wasn't dressed. I was in the middle of making lasagna. And they all started arriving because they said there was absolutely no traffic.
You know what happened to me?
No.
I'll tell you really quickly. Jake, Sam, and Karen are all meeting in New York. They're going every which way at the Dick and Jackie's house. So I drive down on Saturday to meet them. I've got it all scheduled out. I get down to the house on Saturday, and there's no one there.
No.
No one. And I find out, of course, they meet always on Christmas Eve, Sunday. So I drove back home and drove back down.
Oh, no.
What a dope. What a dope.
Oh, my God.
What a dope. What a dope. What a dope.
Oh, brother.
All right, Pat. Top that one.
Well, we're all safe, and that's the bottom line. Yes, Marshall. So I'll see you tomorrow morning.
I'll be here, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.